Hi, this is Dictation for Tony Tomlinson, TONI TOMLINSON. Date of service 8/19/2025. Date of accident is none is reported, and date of birth is 12/26/1973. The patient Tony Tomlinson presents with a ongoing pain, fleeting pain in the lower back, and some pain in the upper back, and especially the left shoulder area, left upper trapezius area, pain in the left wrist, left forearm, and involvement of all the fingers is reported to the tune of 7. Shoulder pain is 8. Lower back pain is 10. There is a numbness and tingling of the right leg posteriorly, involving the right buttock, right upper thigh, and even the leg. Patient is in extreme pain and she is requesting extreme pain relief with medication and shots. Currently, this patient is known to have a lupus erythematosus and rheumatoid arthritis with fleeting joint arthritis, which is not stable. And the patient is seeing a rheumatologist and primary care physician for those issues. Her records have still not been available to undergo. Please give the records for pain, which is 8 to 10, ADLs are 10, and the patient reports 10 to 20% relief, and please review the record for the ADL for system review, and additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. She does have a in the pain, please mention the lower back pain and the upper back pain and shoulder pain. Other than that, the patient has physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 141, 100, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 6/16/2025-0924-039, and also 7/5/2025-0924-041. Kindly mention severe spasm of the trapezius muscle bilaterally, especially the left side is more worse than the right, involving cervical, thoracic fiber, and several trigger points I've noticed, which are reproducible tenderness. Left shoulder has a tenderness and pain, normal range of motions. Hawken Kennedy test and the speed test, near test, anterior posterior apprehension test are negative. However, there is some pain in the elbow is noticed at the olecranon process, and I think these are part of the fleeting arthritis of the joint, multi-joint involvement. She needs some adjustment of her arthritis medicines. In the left wrist, it is found that the grip is poor and there is a Tyndall's and Fallon sign is positive distally, possibly carpal tunnel. Left knee examination is unremarkable except there is a significant pain. Some swelling is noticed, no crepitation, normal range of motion. Steinman and McMurray sign are negative, while anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. There is a peripatellar tenderness without any involvement of collateral ligaments. The patient is walking with some limp. She requests some pain relief and injection. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to provide the injection treatment for the following areas. The patient has ordered a injection to the trigger points, to the left trapezius muscle, cervical and thoracic fibers, times 2, left knee injection intra-articular and left median nerve block for her. And overall, everything went okay. The patient is also ordered a EMG for the upper extremities and lower extremities. After reviewing the MRIs, the we reviewed the maps and the labs. Physical therapy has been ordered. She is requested to have a laser treatment. She's provided with Zoloft 50 mg at night for sleep and also anxiety relief. Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain. Norco 7.5 mg 325 one pill a day for 15 days are provided. Regarding the injection, the recording is as follows. The procedure to be done are as follows for Tony Tomlinson. Date of procedure is 8/19/2025. But this dictation for 8/19/2025. And date of birth is 12/26/43. The injections to be done are median nerve block on the left wrist, intra-articular injection of the left knee, and a trigger point injection of the left trapezius times 2. Each injection required 5 cc's of injection of dexamethasone with Marcan to block the left median nerve, left trapezius area, as well as left knee. And they were done according to protocol. Entire needle was withdrawn. Just injections were done aseptically. No excessive bleeding was noticed. Patient reported extreme relief in the wrist as well as in the left knee. Patient will be seen in 1 month's time. Thank you.